Welcome to the intersection where country and faith come together. I'm Gary Martin Hayes. For the next hour, we are going to share with you some uplifting, inspirational music, and we'll take the stories behind some of the songs. Now, here are just some of the artists and songs that we will feature in our show today.
We Need Christmas, Maddie and Tay.
We need Christmas, now more than ever, bring us together. We need Christmas, come on December, help us remember the joy, the peace, and the hope that love can bring.
Tennessee Christmas, Amy Grant.
Another tender Tennessee Christmas, the only Christmas for me, where the love circles around us like the gifts around our tree.
Grown Up Christmas List, Gabby Barrett.
It's our hope that this next hour will encourage and entertain you and help you have a greater appreciation for the songs that we are about to share. Christmas is only 10 days away. If you have kids or grandkids around your home, you know how excited they are this time of year. Growing up, my brothers and my sister and I couldn't wait for the Sears Christmas Wish catalog to arrive so we could see what new toys Santa's elves were building in their workshop at the North Pole. Now the kids are looking forward to the catalog from Amazon. To be young again and to be so full of that excitement and exuberance. And that's the theme of our next song, Thank God for Kids. The song is a reminder to us that childhood is fleeting and it's important to savor the magic that kids bring to our lives. And as the final verse tells us, when you get down on your knees tonight to thank the Lord for His guiding light and pray they turn out right, thank God for kids. It's the Oak Ridge Boys on The Intersection.
If it weren't for kids, have you ever thought there wouldn't be no Santa Claus? Or look what the stork just brought, thank God for kids. And we'd all live in a quiet house without Big Bird or a Mickey Mouse. And who laid on the couch, thank God for kids. Thank God for kids, there's magic for a while. A special kind of sunshine and a smile. Did you ever stop to think or wonder why? The nearest thing to heaven is a child. Daddy, how does this thing fly? And 100 other where's and why's I really don't know, but I try. Thank God for kids. And when I look down in those trusting eyes that look to me, then I realize there's love that I can't buy. Thank God for kids. Thank God for kids, there's magic for a while. A special kind of sunshine and a smile. Did you ever stop to think or wonder why? The nearest thing to heaven is a child. When you get down on your knees tonight, thank the Lord for His guiding light. Pray they'll turn out right. Thank God for kids. Thank God for grandkids too.
Back in 2020, the pandemic prevented Maddie and Tay from going on tour. So they did something they always wanted to do, make a Christmas album. And they made a list of 15 songs, then narrowed it down to their perfect six. They felt the album title, We Need Christmas, felt appropriate because the world needed the joy and peace that Christmas brings. And we still need that joy and peace today, don't we? So as you listen to the song, reflect on what you really want for Christmas this year. Is it material stuff or more quantity and quality time with your loved ones? Now here are Maddie and Tay with We Need Christmas.
Lights that twinkle red and green, Charlie Brown on the TV screen, hugs from friends and family, that's what we need right now. Buttons on a winter coat, truck tires down a snowy road, that's the sound of coming home, that's what we need right now. This world could use a little healing, our hearts could surely use something to believe in. Salvation Army camp, reaching out a helping hand, looking after your fellow man, that's what it's all.
Coming up later in our show, Scotty McCreery wonders what Christmas in heaven is like, and Gary shares the story behind Alabama's classic song, Angels Among Us.
Josh Turner released his own Christmas album in 2021, and it was entitled King Size Manger. The title for the album was also the title of one of the songs, and Josh says it was inspired by thinking about how there are different sized mattresses where people sleep. He said, "When I thought about a king size mattress, it got me thinking about Jesus being in a manger. Like it didn't matter what the actual physical size was like, but it was the right size for a king." And think about that. When Jesus was born, Mary placed him in a manger, which was a food trough for animals. He was born in the lowliest of circumstances as one of us, meek and mild, without a ring of guards protecting him. And the great news, we can approach him at any time. Here's Josh Turner with his song, King Size Manger, on The Intersection.
Claimed he would save the world, born unto a virgin girl in a dirty barn in the promised land, was the Son of God and the Son of Man. She looked at him and called him Jesus.
Josh Turner with King Size Manger. One quick note, we love to play song requests or dedications, so if you'd like to request something from us, please give us a call on our toll-free line. The number is 1-877-88-CROSS. Again, 1-877-88-CROSS. And please be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, as we post a lot of inspirational messages and videos there. Just search for The Intersection Radio. When Scotty McCreery made his holiday album, Christmas with Scotty McCreery, he wanted it to be jolly and to lift people's spirits because it's a happy time. But he also wanted to get across the real reason for the season, and that's celebrating the birth of Jesus. Well, during work on this Christmas album, Scotty had been writing a song about missing his grandfather who had recently passed away. Scotty wanted to tell him how much he missed him and ask him what Christmas was like in heaven. If you've experienced a loss of a loved one, I know holidays and especially Christmas, it can be difficult. But hopefully the words to this song will help you as you imagine that loved one kneeling with the shepherds before our Savior as the angels sing Silent Night. Here is Christmas in Heaven by Scotty McCreery.
December hasn't changed. This town looks the same. They still light that tree in the city square. There's red, white, and green shining everywhere. And I wish you were here. And I want is the snow falling down on the streets of gold? Are the mansions all covered in white? Are you singing with angels, Silent Night? I wonder what Christmas in heaven is like. There's a little manger scene down on 3rd and Main. I must have walked right by it 1,000 times, but I see it now in a different light. 'Cause I know you are there, and I want.
Job requires you to travel for work or spend crazy hours on the job, causing you to miss time from your family this holiday season, then this next song is for you. You could be a soldier deployed overseas, a nurse, a pilot, a teacher, a truck driver, or a contract worker, or any number of professions. On average, Americans work harder than any other nation in terms of the hours worked, but that often comes at a cost to our families. Country singer Pat Green understood this as well, and he was touring with Kenny Chesney when he took 2 weeks off to be there for his wife when she gave birth to their daughter. Then he was back on the road, unable to go home for 4 months. By the time she was 6 months old, he had only seen his baby girl just a few times. So when he heard the demo for a song about a man spending time away from his family, Pat knew he had to record it. And here is that song, While I Was Away, on The Intersection.
By the time I made it home, you were already in bed. Chubby cheek pressed to the pillow by a bedtime book you'd read. And I noticed that you looked older than you did yesterday. Been growing up while I was away. Beat a pile of leaves in the front yard, I guess it's already fall. And by the look of them pictures your mama took, the two of you had a ball. And it made me glad but a little sad to see those games you played. I missed a lot of smiles while I was away. Every dollar I earn, there's a lesson you learn without me there. For every day I'm on the go, I'm praying that you know that your daddy cares. Cause the hardest part about working hard ain't the bills I gotta pay. It's you growing up while I was away. It's a real work of art. A stick man holding your stick hand with daddy written in a heart. And it got me good cause I understood just what you meant to say. You've been missing me too while I was away. And for every dollar I earn is a lesson you learn without me there. For every day I'm on the go, I'm praying that you know your daddy cares. Cause the hardest part about working hard ain't the bills I gotta pay. It's you growing up while I was away. The hardest part about working hard ain't the bills I gotta pay. It's everything that I missed while I was away.
Do you believe angels watch over us? Singer-songwriter Becky Hobbs does. Around Christmas, she started having an ominous feeling, like she was going to be in a terrible accident. Well, when nothing happened right away, she forgot about that premonition. But then on January 24th, her birthday, that feeling returned. Later that night, as Becky and her bandmates were driving home from a show, they stopped at a red light for a four-way intersection. And when the light turned green, Becky spotted an 18-wheeler barreling down towards the intersection. And he wasn't slowing down. She yelled for a driver to stop, and the truck blasted through the light, just barely missing their vehicle. This harrowing experience inspired Becky to write our next song, made famous by the group Alabama. And here is that classic song, Angels Among Us.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods and I lost my way. It was getting late and I was scared and alone. But then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Now mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there. And I knew in my heart He was the answer to my prayers. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. When life held troubled times and had me down on my knees, there's always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger, to lend a helping hand, a phone call from a friend, just to say I understand. But ain't it kind of funny, at the dark end of the road, that someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope? Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. They wear so many faces, show up in the strangest places to grace us with their mercy in our time of need. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love, to guide us with the light of love.
After a quick break, we've got more Christmas country classics for you, including Tennessee Christmas and a duet by Blake Shelton and Michael Bublé. So please stay with us. The Intersection will be back in a moment.